USA Radio News.
Gas prices in the U.S. continue to climb, and they show no signs of dipping back down to the prices Americans saw 1 year ago. Carrie Sheffield with the Independent Women's Forum told Fox News the Biden administration is to blame.
If this White House actually cared about having a better oil supply, which would make the prices go down, then Joe Biden wouldn't do things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline. He wouldn't do things like putting mandates with their SEC and all the Green New Deal regulations, which are just barreling across the way and rolling back a lot of things that the Trump administration put in place to help lower the fuel prices.
New laws take effect across the country on Saturday, the first day of 2022. Those new laws range from minimum wage increases to animal protection. Police accountability, along with cutting and increasing taxes, are also in the mix. In New Hampshire, new abortion restrictions will be in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
A phone call between President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin can be summed up with this phrase: you've been warned.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judges of a Michigan university's sassy annual banished word list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans: your wait what joke is lame. The phrase topped Lake Superior State University's lighthearted list of 10 winners, chosen from among more than 1,200 submissions of overused, misused, and generally groan-inducing words or phrases. The second place slot went to no worries. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A zoo tiger has been shot during an attack in Florida.
A sheriff's deputy was forced to shoot a Malayan tiger at a zoo in Florida after it grabbed a hold of a man's arm and wouldn't let go. Authorities said the man was working at the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens for a cleaning service when he put his arm through the fence to pet the tiger. The four-year-old male tiger named Echo bit into his arm. The first deputy to arrive at the scene tried to get the animal to let go. When it didn't, he shot the tiger, who ultimately died of the gunshot wound. The zoo was then closed to the public. The man was hospitalized for severe bite injuries to his arm. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Senator Ted Cruz is accusing Dr. Anthony Fauci of editing his message and engaging in, quote, pandemic politics. This comes after the doctor's comments on the number of children who've been hospitalized during the pandemic. Fauci, chief medical advisor for the Biden administration and head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, came under fire on Twitter from Cruz. Fauci told MSNBC in an interview that there's a difference between the number of children who are in the hospital with COVID-19 as opposed to because of COVID-19. Winnie the Pooh and The Sun Also Rises are going public. The children's book and the Ernest Hemingway novel are among the works from 1926 whose copyrights will expire on Saturday, putting them in the public domain in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.